Hi, my name's Seema, a gentle baby and toddler sleep consultant, and I'll be sharing some tips with you today from newborn up until the age of 12 months old. The first thing that we're going to start with is the bedroom environment. So two things that are really super helpful when you're working with this age is white noise machine and blackout blinds. With white noise machine, what you want to do is put it on when your baby's about to go to sleep and leave it running all night long, and put it on a low fan setting and away from the cot. So when your baby wakes up, they can still hear the white noise machine. Sometimes parents turn it off after the baby falls asleep, and it's best not to. If you can keep it on all night long, that's great. With blackout blinds, sometimes what happens is you can still get chunks of light coming in through the sides. You want to avoid that happening, so you need to have blackout blinds made to measure or correctly fitted so there's no light coming in at the edges. You want to use them for naps, not just for nighttime sleep. So the next thing that I just want to speak about is a sleep association. So sleep training, the main thing that I do is help you to sleep train your baby to learn to self-settle so they don't have a sleep association anymore. When a baby has a sleep association, they are dependent on an external factor to put them to sleep and they don't know how to self-settle themselves, which means they don't know how to link their nighttime sleep cycles and likely naps as well, which is where you get cat naps, and they don't know how to resettle themselves when they wake in the night. So when I sleep train, we use a sleep training method to change a sleep association. And that's not to say that these things are bad. It just means that when parents can't cope, or it's too much, or they're sleep deprived, exhausted, depressed, or at breaking point, or just actually not even at breaking point, or they want to just, fix their child's sleep, they want to help them to not be sleep deprived. It's a positive thing to teach babies to self-settle. And so with regards to a sleep association, what happens is they are able to roll over and go to sleep by themselves. So that means that you don't have night wakings through the night, and your baby will then start sleeping through the night because they link their sleep cycles. Lastly, I just want to talk about nap routines. With regards to newborn up until 12 months old, up until 7 to 8 months, you want your baby to have 3 naps a day. So that's a 30 to 45 minute morning nap at 9:30, and then a lunchtime nap at 12:30 to 2:30, and then a 4:30, 15 to 20 minute nap. Around 7 to 8 months, your baby will drop the third nap. And then they will have just 2 naps, and then the morning nap will be dropped between 16 to 18 months. I hope you found that helpful. If you'd like to get in touch with me, my number 07 581 410 015, and I'll be posting details in the group of how you can get in touch with me or have a look at my website.